With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says drug companies have agreed to reduce prices on some pharmaceuticals.
They've agreed to offer many of their flagship drugs, really all of their flagship drugs, at heavily discounted most favored nations prices. In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
Meanwhile, a new AP-NORC poll finds that Americans are more likely to prioritize health care than they were last year. About 4 in 10 adults named health care or health issues when asked to come up to 5 issues they want the government to work on in the coming year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed a massive aid package from the EU.
The Ukrainian and Polish presidents have met in Warsaw to underline their country's unity in the face of Russia. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky tells the media, "For us today, this is an important victory, and these 90 billion euros are very difficult for us without them. The fact that European leaders have found such a format, the fact that our team worked immediately with Europe on a positive solution, for us, this is strengthening. This is a signal to the Russians that there's no point in them continuing to fight." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration has launched military strikes in Syria to, quote, eliminate Islamic State group fighters and weapons sites in retaliation for an ambush attack that killed 2 U.S. troops and an American interpreter a week ago. It's described as a large-scale strike that hit 70 targets in areas across central Syria that had IS infrastructure and weapons. The president pledged a very serious retaliation after the shooting in the Syrian desert. On his social media post yesterday, he said they were targeting strongholds. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington shares a new report on miscarriage, abortion, and grief.
Published in the Journal of Psychosomatic Obstetrics and Gynecology, it reveals that nearly 40% of women who lose a child either by miscarriage or abortion suffer grief over the loss for up to 20 years thereafter. The study also indicates that many women feel guilty about their abortions, causing them not to seek counseling, adding, quote, "even those seeking mental health care are hesitant to disclose their abortion histories." Michael Harrington reporting.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has unveiled legislative plans designed to curb radicalization and hate in the wake of this week's massacre at a Hanukkah celebration. Among his proposals are measures to broaden the definition of hate speech offenses for preachers and leaders who promote violence, to bolster punishments for such crimes, and to designate some groups as hateful. He says officials should also have greater power to reject or cancel visas for those that do so. This is SRN News. The Medicaid fraud scheme in Minnesota continues to grow. With more on this developing story, it's correspondent Haya Pendwani.
5 new defendants have been charged in connection with the Minnesota Housing Services fraud scheme. During a news conference, First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson said that federal officials suspect a significant portion of roughly $18 billion paid out by Medicaid to Minnesota programs was fraudulent.
What we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's a staggering industrial-scale fraud. It's swamping Minnesota and calling into question everything we know about our state.
He said 2 defendants pocketed $750,000 instead of helping Medicaid recipients find stable housing. Prosecutors allege that they used the proceeds to travel to international destinations, including London and Dubai. Audio courtesy of KSTP. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.